Hello and welcome to Market House, the podcast where we talk all things Disney. My name's Caleb.
And I'm Caitlin.
And this week we talk about festivals at both Disneyland and Disney World, and we battle it out between the Disney parks and Disney Cruise Line. Let's dive in. All right, and this is episode number 123.
Yes, welcome back as always, everybody.
Welcome back. It has been a week. I think we blink and we're at the end of it.
It's really true.
I don't even remember when one day started and ended.
I know.
It just feels like one long Monday. I'm just kidding. There's been some, you know, some slivers of some fun stuff. Again, it's all pretty much the same because we wake up, we work, we hang out with Mads, and we go to sleep. So there are some, we've been watching movies, and we have to chunk it out into about two or three nights to finish one. So we just finished Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Not a Disney movie.
And not a family movie.
Not a family movie, no. But it was good. I love Christopher Nolan, so I love anything he puts out, except for Tenet. Caitlin made sure to mention that about 800 times.
That one wasn't very good.
Because I kept saying, I was like, I love Christopher Nolan. She's like, except for Tenet. So yeah, that wasn't his best. It was confusing and not that great. But this one was good.
I liked it.
Three hours long.
We waited forever to see this because obviously we were pregnant during the 10-minute release. We weren't able to go for, I forget, when did it even come out?
It was Barbenheimer, man, with Barbie.
Oh,
so we did see Barbie.
We went and saw Barbie.
But I think it was, why did we not see Oppenheimer?
That's why, because it was sold out in our area for like ever, and then we lost interest. And we're like, okay, we'll see it soon. And we never did.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it was one of those things where I had such high expectations for it. It was a great movie. For those who have seen it, you'll know that there were some weird parts.
I don't understand why half of it was necessary. I don't know if it added anything to the story, but it was good.
Don't worry. We will not be touching on any of those. but it was a great movie. I don't know his name, but I love the lead actor.
Okay. I thought it was Cillian Murphy for the longest time. It's Killian.
Killian.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I liked him a lot.
Yeah, he was really good.
So overall, great movie. Again, we started watching another movie, and I can't even think of the name of it right now. What movie you're watching? Edge of Tomorrow.
Edge of Tomorrow.
But I did want to mention.
You fell asleep like 15 minutes in.
I am tired. Like, really tired.
Yeah.
I did want to mention Caleb showed me a movie, and I don't even know the title of it. It was one of my favorite movies I've ever seen.
I think we talked about it last week, hon.
No.
No? The Big Short.
No, not that one. The one with Paul Giamatti.
Oh, the holdovers.
That was so good.
It was really good.
Highly recommend you guys watching it. You guys, Caleb and I laughed literally so hard in this movie. It was one of those where it genuinely makes you feel just happy and sad, but all in like the best way.
I think it's up for, I don't know if it's up for best picture, but I know it's up, Paul Giamatti's up for an Oscar for best, I think, leading role. So yeah, it was really, really good. It's worth a watch if you have, it's on Peacock. We subscribed just for a month just to watch it.
Yeah.
And then we watched Oppenheimer and we're getting some bonus ones in for the month until we cancel. So, that's what we've been up to, watching movies, taking care of the baby, and working so we could pay our bills.
All right.
It's been fantastic. Hey, before we dive into that Disney news, please take a look over on Patreon. Join us over there if you're interested. MarketHousePodcast.com/support. Again, it quite literally supports the show. It's $5 a month. Again, that helps kind of us reinvest in the show. You know, there's software we buy and other stuff, and there's equipment that would be awesome that would improve the show that we could use kind of those funds for.
Yeah.
It all goes back into the show. We're definitely not paying for Maddie's college with this or anything.
No.
All goes right back into the show. Again, it's linked in the episode description if you're interested in that. Thank you to all of our supporters over there. We appreciate you so much. Please also consider leaving a review on Apple Podcast or Spotify. Both a giant help to the show. You can leave a 5-star rating on both platforms and a written review on Apple.
Yes, please. And like we've mentioned, we all know that life is busy and hectic, but if you do have some extra time, please consider leaving a review. We'd love to hear from you. And if you do not have time, just like us, please just consider doing a 5-star rating. We would really appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Awesome. Let's get into that news. All right, and our one and only news story is kind of just an update. It's not really any groundbreaking news. There hasn't been much recently. It's been pretty quiet on the Disney front.
Kind of makes me nervous because usually when that happens, it means there's a big bang that's going to happen.
I know. Well, they're kind of dealing with the whole proxy battle. We're not going to get into it. They're dealing with this guy that's like, hey, you don't run Disney like I like it. And then Bob Iger's like, but I do. And then the Disney family's coming out and they're like, we support Bob Iger. And everyone's like, oh my gosh.
You know, like normal things, I guess.
You know, it happens every day. I am so interested in it. I think it's boring for for the average Disney fan, so right. we're not going to cover it. But what we are going to cover is that the Food and Wine Festival has officially started over at Disneyland and the Flower and Garden Festival over at Walt Disney World. Two really awesome festivals. The Food and Wine goes from March 1st to April 22nd. That is in Disney's California Adventure. And then Flower and Garden over at Epcot is February 28th through May 27th.
Which, in my opinion, is the best festival ever.
It is an awesome festival. We'll dive into that in a little bit, but we've already talked about it, actually, the food booths at Flower and Garden. But let's quickly review what the food booths look like at Food and Wine in DCA. You've got Earth Eats, which is a new booth this year. You've got LA Style, Golden Dreams, Nuts About Cheese, hey-o, Uncork California, Delish, Garlic Kissed, Peppers Caliente, California Craft Brews, and finally, Cluck a Doodle Moo.
I love the Nuts About Cheese one. I think that's very cute.
I'm nuts about cheese.
I mean, I am.
That's what I would say when I'd order. I'd go up and say, I'm nuts about cheese. And they go, all right, Goal, what do you want?
But like, no, cheese, please.
I'm thinking I want cheese. So, yeah, those are the food booths. We will do a deep dive. We're not going to, you know, go through everything right now. You can join us over on Patreon this week, and we will have kind of more deeper dive into Food and Wine and Flower and Garden ready for you over there.
Yeah, we're excited.
All right, that's the end of the news. Okay. All right, welcome to another edition of
Name That Tune,
a game where we try and guess what that Disney tune is.
Yes.
So the twist is you cannot sing it, you can't hum it, we can't play it for both legal reasons and it'd be too easy, but we can, all we have to do is just read off a few lines from that movie song. What's it called? A song.
Soundtrack.
A soundtrack. And the other person has to guess that.
Yes.
And you can also play along at home.
And not accidentally say the same name
so
of the song.
We're about to start recording here, the segment, and we have to keep talking or else Maddie wakes up. So I'm like, hey, say something while I'm pulling something up. And Caitlin just goes, spoonful of sugar. I was like, is that one of your songs? She's like, yeah. So I don't think you meant to do
no,
that.
No, I had to do a different one. So we're good now.
That's okay. We pulled another one up. Let's go ahead and dive in. Why don't you go first?
Okay, first up. You and I, we go together. You're the sky, I'll be the weather. A pretty thing, the sun and rain.
You and I go together. What?
You and I, we go together. You're the sky and I'll be the weather. A pretty thing, the sun and the rain.
Oh, I have literally no idea.
You know this song.
I do?
Mm-hmm.
We go together. Something about sun and rain.
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a hint. It reminds me of our friends.
Oh my gosh. I love this song. It is by Lauv.
That is true.
And it is the one from, what's that movie called? With the flame and the water boy. Shark Boy and Lava Girl. No, what's it called? Oh my gosh. We saw this with Clayton and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
What is it called?
I can't tell you.
Is it real? Darling, let me know. Who is it? What is it called though?
I don't know.
Steal the Show.
Correct.
Love, whatever his name is.
Yes.
And then it is the movie. I cannot think of the movie.
It's Elemental.
Elemental. Gosh, mm-hmm. Dang it. I went to go see Enchanted three mm-hmm. times. Elemental.
Enchanted.
Shoot.
Great job. We love that song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Such a good song.
Better song than a movie.
I agree. Again, the movie wasn't bad. It just wasn't our fave.
Yeah.
But, okay, next up. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here. Don't you cry.
Oh, my gosh. The one you cry to every single time now. You'll be in my heart, Tarzan. You literally cry. Right when it comes on, you start crying.
Yes, because it's my song to Maddie. I love her.
I know.
I love this baby. Okay, great job. Technically, you
one,
got...
One.
Well, I'll give it you both. So you got two
half.
Out of two.
I'll do
great
one
job.
And a half. Okay, thank you. Okay, Caitlin, your first song is... Through the summer and the fall, we had each other, that was all. Just she and I together, like it was meant to be.
Can you say it one more time?
Through the summer and the fall, we had each other, that was all. Just she and I together, like it was meant to be.
Oh my gosh. through the summer, through the fall.
And the hint I will tell you is it, when you hear the tune of this, it is an immediate, it's a sad song. I'll just say that. It's a sad song.
Can you repeat after through the summer, through the fall, what?
We had each other, that was all. Just she and I together, like it was meant to be. Just she and I together is a very important line. That's my only hint. Last and only hint. Last hint.
Oh, When Somebody Loves Me?
When She Loved Me.
When She Loves Me, and it's from Toy Story 2.
Yes, correct. I'll give it to you.
Thank you very much.
Great job.
Thank you.
The next one is The Honeybee That Fetched the Nectar, From the Flowers to the Comb, Never Tire of Ever Buzzing to and Fro, Because They Take a Little Nip from Every Flower That They Sip, and Hence They Find Their Task Is Not a Grind.
I don't know why, but the bee movie came to mind.
The bee movie.
I'm assuming it's like Winnie the Pooh or something.
It is not Winnie the Pooh.
Ooh.
You should know this. People are going to be laughing right now. They know what the song this is. You okay. should know this song. The honeybee that fetched the nectar from the flowers to the comb, never tire of ever buzzing to and fro, because they take a little nip from every flower that they sip, and hence they find. Two echoes there. Their task is not a grind.
Oh, Snow White.
No.
What?
You know this.
What is it?
It's A Spoonful of Sugar by Mary Poppins. I had pulled. No, yes, way. I had done the same one, but it was a different verse. I'm assuming because
I'm like, well, yeah. No way.
Yes.
Like, first of all, I didn't know they talked about bees.
They talk about sugar. Bees.
Okay, well, that was terrible.
All right, did I win? I think it's the first time I won.
Huzzah!
No, we technically tied.
I got 1.5.
Okay.
Let us know what you got at home. If you got all 4 correct. If you are, you're a Disney music genius. All right, and that brings us to our main segment of this week's episode, and that is Disney Parks versus the Disney Cruise Line.
This is a touchy one.
This is touchy and honestly not really fair to do. We thought it would be fun because we love these vacations so stinking much, both of them equally. And I think it's time we have a proper debate. One of us takes a side and we try and argue why that vacation is better.
Okay.
And it's just fun and games. Both of these, and again, I'm going to talk about it now and I'll talk about it at the end. Both of these are amazing vacations. You can't go wrong with either. It's just we're going to have to take a side because we have to.
And it's fun to just play a game. So.
It is fun to play a debate game.
Yeah.
We've actually talked about this before over on the DCL Duo podcast. That was a blast. They kind of said, let's compare the two. And it kind of turned it up ending like being we both were just really going about Disney Cruise and how much we love it.
Yeah.
So that was fun. But it's time we do it on our show.
I know. I'm ready. And again, it's hard to do because like Hila mentioned, we love both of these so much. But I do feel at the end there has to be one winner.
There has to be a winner. So I have decided to defend Disney Parks. Caitlin is going to be, what's it called?
Defending,
fighting for Disney Cruise Line. I'm tired, as you can tell. I haven't had my second coffee. So let's go ahead and dive in and talk Disney Cruise Line and Disney Parks.
Let's do it.
Okay. Who wants to start first?
I'll go first.
You want to go first?
Yes.
Okay. So Ms. DCL, why don't you go?
So first up, my major thing with DCL is I think it's a vacation, not a trip. I think it's one of those things that when you plan a trip to Disneyland, a lot of things come with that. It's very stressful. And I feel like when you book your trip to go on Disney Cruise Line, it's one of those things where that's it. Like you get on, you're there. And I feel like that's more of a, again, when you're in the park, it's kind of one of those things where you're walking around, you have all these things. Why are you smiling?
Because I just want to yell out, disagree, and then come in. I'm just kidding.
So basically, long story short, the parks are extremely stressful at times, and so is life. So when you're saving up all this money, you want to go on a vacation, you want a vacation. You don't just want to go somewhere just with added stress. Now, again, I'm going to preface this. I don't want anyone going, do you not like the parks? No, yeah. I love the parks. Yes. I'm literally counting on the days for
our
next trip.
We're taking a position just for a fun game.
Right. For as of right now, the parks are just super stressful. You have to jump from park to park. You have to deal with wait times. There's reservations, whether you're trying to get into DCA or Disneyland and you're like, well, I want to go to this dining restaurant, but they don't have any availability. And then we'll go to this one. Oh, the walk-up list is full. Okay, I guess I'll just settle for this one. So there's just like minor things. Again, first world problems. We can't get into a restaurant. But I feel like when you go onto DCL, the cruise is your destination. There's no worrying about jumping from park to park. You're in that Disney bubble because you're literally in the middle of the ocean on a cruise ship.
No other option.
The only thing you're literally worried about is just making sure like, hey, I need to make sure I get to that trivia game, or hey, let's get up to the theater just so I have an extra couple minutes to get popcorn. Like that's like your worry for the day.
Yeah.
So I feel like you really experience the, when Caleb and I go on a Disney cruise, it's one of those things where it is the most relaxed we've ever been. We disconnect from our phones. We literally just sit and chat with each other the whole entire time. And it's so relaxing. And I really enjoy that, especially now, like being a parent, there's not many times where like you can just sit and just chill out. Like you're just constantly doing something. So that's something that I really value is the Disney Cruise Line. Not saying that the Disney parks don't give you that, but I do feel like you have to work a little harder to get that at the parks.
All right. I respect that opinion.
Thank you.
And observation. I am going to go ahead and act like I don't agree with that.
Okay.
And the thing I'm going to say is that yes, it may feel a little more relaxed and you don't have to think about as much once you're on the ship, but I'm going to say the Disney parks are better in the sense that they has more variety.
Okay.
So once you're on the ship, that's it. That's what you got.
True.
It's a lot. I will give it that. But if you don't like half of it, you're stuck with only a few things to do. The park specifically, Walt Disney World, they have so many things to do. You've got water parks, two of them. You've got four main theme parks. You've got Disney Springs for all your shopping needs. You've got more than 25 Disney resorts to go visit, dine at, stay at, shop at, what have you. Nothing beats the quantity of activities that's available to you at both coasts, I would say. We can only speak to the domestic parks. We haven't been to any of the international ones yet. But for both Disneyland and Disney World, you can't beat the variety of your day. Every day looks so stinking different. And again, it's just a different vacation. So I guess if you want a very relaxing one, I'll give you a point.
Yeah.
But if you want a Disney, what you think of when you think of Disney, you have to go parks.
I think that's justified.
Okay.
Honestly.
Okay.
But I do feel like it's one of those things where on the cruise ship, you might not have different parks to go to. But that's the beauty of a cruise is you get to choose a different destination that you've never been to. Each destination has different itineraries, therefore different excursions that you can take. So it's really unlimited in that aspect rather than just going to the same park every time.
Okay.
You can go to the same destination, but you can always do a different activity.
Okay. Fair point.
Right.
All right. I'm going to dive into a point of mine here.
Okay.
I've got the Disney parks are better because of choice and flexibility.
Ooh, okay.
I'm stuck on the cruise ship. When I'm at the parks, I can choose to leave early. I can switch hotels if something's not up to my liking. I can go home early. What are you going to do if you don't like the cruise?
You can technically just take a really long nap, or you could get on a helicopter and fly out.
Yes, a helicopter. I just think, again, some people have a really big fear, and I get this, and I did too before I did cruising.
Mm-hmm.
I had a genuine fear of, I don't want to be stuck on a cruise ship for 7 nights. That sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
What if I don't like my room and they're fully booked? You're stuck.
Yeah.
Stuck. If I go to a hotel in Orlando, Florida or Anaheim, California, I can go, oh, XYZ happened, the air's not working, what have you, and they don't respond very well to it. I can pick my stuff up, I can get in an Uber or a rental car and drive to 60 different hotels.
Mm.
That is freedom.
Okay, here's my only thing. I'm going to play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
What's the likelihood of you doing that with children, though? You're going to pick up all of our stuff and go to a different hotel in the middle of our vacation.
I'm very particular.
Caleb is, yes.
If I don't like something, I will probably change it.
Right. But for like the average person, do you think the likelihood of them switching hotels?
You're right. They'll just kind of bear and grin it. Yep.
Right. And then I would say the flip side for Disney Cruise Line, if there's ever an issue from our experience, they go above and beyond to make sure that there isn't one the whole time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
Do you remember the Alaska cruise? What happened with that? That was handled okay. I would give them an average. Everything else, we're going to give them credit. Like A+ on everything else that happened. This one was a little head scratcher.
Right.
Let me give some context. We're on this very expensive Alaskan cruise that we had saved up a lot of money for. And, you know, it got pushed and canceled because of COVID. We finally got to go on it like 2-3 years after we booked it. And again, mind you, they charge a premium. It's a very expensive vacation. So you go in with a certain set of expectations, right?
Right.
So we, this was the first time we had not done a balcony room because it was like a $2,000 or $3,000 difference.
Yeah, it was between the two rooms.
Absurd. So we said, you know what? We can go ahead and do an ocean view. We had a porthole and it was
good.
It
was amazing.
We liked the room.
Highly recommend.
Nothing wrong with the room, but our neighbors, a little on the loud side. Younger family, young kids. Now that I have one, I'm like, I don't care. I don't even care before kids. I don't care if your baby's going to cry once in a while.
No.
That happens. Don't care at all. They were doing gymnastics in the room. It was jumping from the top bunk bed onto the floor and making the entire floor vibrate.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming at their kids, them screaming back at the parents. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we gave it like a good day and a half before we said anything.
Mm-hmm.
And we finally did. And they basically kind of shrugged their shoulders and said, we can't really do much about it. And I was like, okay, that's fair. But can we just say, hey, you know what? Neighbors can hear you guys. Can we keep it down? Every single time they sent a security person, it took an hour and a half, 2 hours from the show up.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would say, we can't verify the noise. We can't let them know. Oh, and they they also have a do not disturb thing up. So we can't knock on the door.
Yeah. Why that's up.
And I was like, so I can blast music and put that on there and then can never be bothered.
And I totally agree with you. It's a valid point, but I want to say, I don't want to base off every single like experience just off that one.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Like,
it was an isolated thing.
Yeah, but yeah. I do definitely feel like they would. But again, Caleb, you're right. It's one of those things where you only have so many rooms, and
yeah, they can't make new rooms on the ocean.
Right.
So
like as of right now, usually all the rooms are almost booked and all the cruise. And what are they going to do? Movie to concierge? No, they're not going to movie to concierge.
You scum.
Yeah. So I'm kind of like you do have a valid point that you can move. Again, I highly doubt people would. Just because that's a lot.
Well, it happens a lot. Let me say something. It happens a lot at Disney World and not so much at Disneyland. If something goes on at a resort, let's say you're at Coronado Springs, a lot of the time they'll say, hey, we overbooked the resort. So we'd love to upgrade you to Animal Kingdom Lodge or, you know, the Riviera or something. I'm coming up with different examples here. But that happens all the time. Hey, something's wrong with my room. We can't move you because we're fully booked. You know what? We're going to upgrade you. That happens all the time.
Which is wonderful. That's
and really you have great. That option at Disney Park.
Yeah.
Come on.
But yeah, I mean, it's a good point.
Okay.
Okay, so next up, I think I'm going to go through I feel like it's easier to plan than a Disney Parks vacation.
Okay.
So basically, currently at the parks, there's so many things to do at the parks. And again, that's not a bad thing. Like you mentioned prior, it's one of those things where there's so many different things you can do. There's so many experiences. There's so many activities. There's so many different opportunities to have a blast, which is great. However, that comes with a ton of planning. And sometimes people don't want to do that. They want a break. They want some time just to kind of zone out and just ride a ride. They don't want to have to plan the 75 dining locations that they're going to go to.
Sure.
They don't want to have to worry about park hopping and what time that's at and how much time am I going to have to designate to get from park to park.
Virtual queues.
Exactly. Virtual queues. Do I have to take a Skyliner? Is it only a bus? Do I have to walk to the parks? What does that look like? What does the tram look like? What is transportation? So I feel like when you're on the cruise, everything is in one location. It's your room, the dining, the shows, the shopping, the pool activities. It's all just there. So yes, you do have to walk to them, but it's like you don't have to worry about catching a bus, getting on the monorail, going on the Skyliner.
I want it to be like Wall-E where I just sit there and they put me around in a little.
I would love that chair.
Yeah.
Yes. And then honestly, your day, which I really love, is scheduled in the little Disney Cruise app.
Yeah, the app.
Which I love. Now, some of you are like, okay, well, there's itineraries at the parks. Yes, but that's only for showtimes, character meet and greets, so on and so forth.
Sure.
On Disney Cruise Line, you can literally go through that app and modify to your day, where you're having breakfast, what trivia games you want to do, if you're going to meet a character, if you want to go see this show, it shows your dining. It literally has everything laid out for you through the whole day. If you're a planner like myself, I love that because I'm like, you know what? I don't want to do that. You just take stuff off.
Yeah.
What?
You are very by the book when we're on those Disney cruises.
What?
Caitlin acts like it's her work schedule, like she's at work. She's
How?
Like, we got to get up. In 10 minutes, we got to get in. I'm like, hey, this is optional, girl. We can unfavorite it and not go to it.
Okay, I highly disagree when it comes to waking up. That's usually you. Caleb's like, we need to get breakfast. I'm like, eh, it's all right. We'll get there late.
No, I want to get there early. Actually a fair point.
Okay.
I'm actually not even going to argue with that. Disney parks, I think you're a fool if you don't say that. It is a pain right now to plan. I'm going to give you the point on that one.
Yeah, okay.
Agreed.
Well, thank you.
The next point I'm going to make here is the attractions. When you think of Disney, what do you think of? You think of Peter Pan. You think of Tron. You think of Seven Doors Mine Train. You think of Soarin' Over California or Over the World. You think of the attractions, the Imagineers, Expedition Everest, Matterhorn. That's what you think of when you think of Disney. The parks have it. The cruise line, yeah, they have a water, they call it a water coaster. That is very generous.
Yeah.
It is a water slide. And it's fun. Don't get me wrong. It is fun and it is included in your fare. Once you're on the ship, it's included. It's not free, right. I would say. But I would say the attractions and the thrill level, Disney Parks takes that point.
I would say that's accurate.
Okay.
100%.
You're not going to defend.
No, I'm not going to defend. And honestly, I love the Aqueduct. Like, that is one of my favorites.
Yeah.
The new, what's it called on the Wish?
Aqua Coaster?
Aqua Mouse or something?
Aqua Mouse. Aqua Mouse Coaster or something like that.
I'm kind of like, I get what they were trying to do,
it's
but
okay.
I just don't really care for it.
Yeah.
Again, I don't want to go off Disney here, but you look like a Royal, when you look at Royal Caribbean.
That new one they
and
have?
The new water park.
Yeah.
What's the ship called?
The Icon. The Icon. It's got 6 water slides on and they're huge.
And again, for those that are like, whoa, different size comparison here. Like, I totally understand, but I'm like, this is Disney we're talking about. Like, they make these amazing rides. I'm like, come on, like, we could do a water slide. I just feel like there's more potential there.
Sure.
So I definitely have to give it to you because, again, for you and I, we go on the ship because we love looking around the ship. We love looking at the architecture. We like looking at all, like, the different decor.
Yeah.
Some people don't like that. They want the thrill. They want to seek that out. And again, that is lacking.
Especially older kids. I'd say, like, if you have teenagers or even middle schoolers and older, like, they probably want a thrill thing. And I don't know if you'll find that on Disney Cruise.
Right. And I feel like this isn't in the thrill factor, but I do feel like where Disney kind of makes up for that is like those splash pads for kids. Like,
okay.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's more like, hey, instead of just swimming all day and doing a bunch of slides, like, go to our kids clubs because their kids clubs do shine.
Oh, the kids clubs, I cannot deny, those are nuts. Those are very cool.
So again, instead of just being out on the top deck going swimming all day, they're like, hey, just go in there, hang out with your friends. There are so many activities. I mean, again, prior to even us having Maddie, like, the kids, we would just see in the hallway, like, not wanting to get picked up. They're running down the hall just to go get in the kids clubs. Like, they love them. So it's one of those things where they offer just a different scale. Like, no, they are lacking the thrill, but they have other ways of trying to promote the fun,
I
guess you could say.
Fair point. All right. What do you got? What do you got for me?
So next up, I'm going to cover cost. Now, this is kind of where it gets a little touchy because if any of you looked into Disney Cruise Line, it is very expensive. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that it's not, because it is. However, at the same time, I did want to just touch on, so are the parks now. It's not the easy, just show up and it's a couple $100 for your family.
Yeah.
It is outrageous.
It is.
Both vacations are. And I'm going to come out and just say that. So I'm going to kind of go over a couple things, and please let us know where you stand on this, because I've heard so many people go, I would never do a Disney cruise. It's
way
too expensive.
This is legit. You can make a valid argument on both sides and you're both right, I think. I think at the end of this conversation we have, both of us are going to be correct in our assumption or calculation on this.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start with the parks.
Okay.
That's okay. So as I mentioned, the parks are very expensive just on their own. Like, you have to do tickets, airfare, or gas if you're driving.
Genie Plus.
You got to get Genie Plus. You got to get your hotel. It is just a ton of money. Plus, once you get there, there is a ton of different add-ons that you have to get in order to enhance your experience in addition to what you're already spending.
Okay. Why would I have to enhance it, though? Can I just do a parks vacation without enhancing it?
So you can, but now, like, for example, Genie Plus, we're not a fan here. We don't like it.
Okay.
But I feel like if you don't do it, you're literally all day long, you ride like 4 rides.
That's true.
And that's it.
Okay.
So I feel like they've taken if you go back in the day when Disney was just amazing, and it's like they had the Fast Pass, or what was it?
Max Pass. Yeah.
That was amazing. Those were add-ons that truly enhanced your vacation.
True.
Now I feel like you pay an arm and a leg to get to the parks, and then when you get there, you have to pay an additional arm and leg just to have a good time. And it's like, some of these prices for Genie Plus, I'm like, I don't understand how these families do it.
I know.
So, and that's really unfortunate, because that type of experience for what you're paying and with that Disney name, it should have already been given. And I know, don't know if people agree with that. That's just my opinion.
That's fair.
And I feel like it's something that they definitely need to work on, because you shouldn't have to pay thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get a vacation that you could have gotten a couple years ago for half the price.
Yeah.
And again, I know obviously that the amount goes up because of inflation. I totally get the prices are going to go up, but they need to meet that demand and go, hey, prices are rising, but this is what we're offering. You will get to the front of that line with that Genie Plus within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You're not going to wait 45 for cars, sure, even though you paid 25 for that one individual lightning
okay,
lane.
So we tried sharing. Can I speak to that really quick? We shared a video, attempted to, from Fresh Baked on Tool. He was on, well, I'm not going to call it X. He shared it on Twitter.
Yes.
And I, yeah, that platform is just a mess right now. But I was just literally scrolling through it, see him on there. He took a video on there, and I wish he would have done on Instagram so we could have properly shared it. But he took a video of the return lane, lightning lane, for Radiator Springs Racers.
Yeah.
It was a stinking joke. It wrapped around down the street, down cars, over by Flo's.
Yeah, so back by Flo's, kind of where you would take a picture of the cars going through the canyon.
Is that nuts?
Yeah, it's
so
insane.
All the way back there, and that was, these people paid an extra $25
yeah,
for that. That yeah, is so dumb. So we tried sharing it. It didn't work. Big surprise there, but it didn't work. Like, they don't play nice anymore, the Instagram and Twitter. So
yeah,
anyways, that was nuts. So you know what? I'm going to not even try and attempt to defend the parks with this stuff. It has become absolutely ridiculous. The reality is, if you compare a similar parks vacation and the Disney Cruise vacation, so you have to do kind of apples to apples. It is two very different vacations. But if you choose a, I would say moderate, right? Like the rooms on a Disney Cruise Line are like a moderate resort, right? That's fair.
Yeah.
Right? Level-wise, like, you know, luxury and kind of the...
Unlike the older ones, I would say the Wish, they're...
They're even nicer. Like a deluxe, you're saying?
Well, is the Grandestino deluxe?
No, it's moderate.
Okay, well, that's like the one at...
Moderate plus, I
moderate
would say.
Moderate plus, yeah. Because, yeah, I mean, the newer ones are beautiful.
They're very, very pretty.
Rooms.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, I think
so,
just depending on what you're on.
Yes, if you did a comparable vacation, after you add in tickets, after you add in Genie Plus, after you add in a moderate to deluxe resort, if after you add all that up and your food you would have spent, it is true, and I'm going to give it to you, it is true that a Disney cruise right now, as of right now, in February of, or March, I'm sorry, of 24, most of the time, the Disney cruise is actually going to come a little less expensive.
And of course, we're not talking about that Disneyland is cheap, or that the, like, the Mediterranean cruise is
cheaper than Disneyland.
No. We're not talking about that.
No.
Just like overall, it's just,
yeah,
it
if
kind
you do
of
a Bohemian 4 or 5 night, blah, 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 it's pretty dang similar.
Yes.
It's very similar. But I will say this. I like that I can control the cost a little bit better with a parks vacation. So I have a choice of a hotel at, for in the case of Walt Disney World, I can go Value. I can go Pop Century. I can go Art of Animation. That's kind of expensive, but that's not a good, what's another one? All-Star. You can
All-Star.
Do an All-Star resort for $120, $130 bucks a night.
Yeah.
That is nuts. Mm-hmm. In the case of Disneyland, I can do a Good Neighbor hotel. I can use hotel points. I can book one for $140 a night, mm-hmm, versus Disney Cruise, which is not $140 a night, right?
No.
I can choose to eat off property. I can take advantage of a ticket promotion. So there's a lot of ways to save on a Disney Parks vacation. I don't feel like Disney Cruise Line rarely does promotions. And when they do, I don't know if it helps a ton, right? It's essentially all prepaid, and you're stuck paying the very high price of a 100% Disney vacation. You have no option of going to eat at Denny's down the street. You've got no option of staying at the Hilton down the road. It's Disney, and it's Disney pricing through and through.
Yeah.
So that's my only jab at it, would be you're kind of stuck paying for 100% truly authentic Disney vacation, whereas a parks one, especially Disneyland, you can kind of piecemeal it.
For sure. And I think it's one of those things where I think I'm going to kind of push back a little bit on that, because
okay,
I do feel like the cruise is easier to budget for, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Only because it's not one of those things where if you've ever been on a cruise, the food is not free, right? It's included.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where, let's just say that a cruise is $1,000.
Okay.
To get you and your family on that cruise with food is $1,000. In my opinion, instead of doing, you have the tickets, the airfare, well, I want to go to Lamplight, and then you want to go to Blue Bayou,
yeah,
and then we want to go to Carthay, and okay, Maddie wants to go to, I don't know, I almost said Trader Sam's. She's not going to go to Trader Sam's.
Uh-oh.
Carthay Circle.
Not yet.
So I feel like it's almost easier because you go, okay, well, the $1,000 gets me a room and all the food and activities.
Okay.
Whereas the park, I feel like no matter how much you budget, which we're guilty of this,
it's not enough.
When you get in the park, No, it's not that. When we get in the park, you're like, well, I mean, I budgeted for two restaurants, but I might as well just do the three because I'm already here.
It's like you budget for, oh, you know what? We'll do a quick service for, and you go, let's sneak in that table service.
Yeah, and we're guilty with that with the merch. Like, well, Caleb and I are huge budgeters when we go on these trips, and we have something, again, we're never like crazy, but it's like one of those things where if you see that mug, you're like, well, I mean, it's only $20. Yeah. So,
and you do that four times over, and you're like, oh, shoot.
And that's everyone. Our friends get the same thing. So it's just, it's kind of one of those things where, not saying that you're not buying anything else in the Disney Cruise Line, but I think it's easier when you have those major things already taken care of.
That's fair.
It might come with a higher price, but at the end of the day, it's not like you're not paying for the additional lamplight. Now, there are additional dining that I did want to mention. You can do Palo, Remy, Enchanté, depending on what ship you're on.
Yep.
Those are added, but I feel like the value of those, specifically for Palo that we've been to, what is it, 40-something?
Not anymore. I think it's closer to... don't quote me on this. I think it's $50 to $60 now a person.
And that's a multi-course meal.
Nuts.
Not just a plate at like Carthay or Napa Rose. So that's one of the things to consider because I truly feel like you're getting your bang for your buck when you're on the cruise line. And it's just almost easier to budget that because you're like, well, for me and my family, I only want to get on. We're going to have the food that they offer and that's it. I don't need to go to Palo.
And that's a fantastic vacation.
And that's it.
You can totally not do Palo and still have an amazing time.
Great. Yeah. And you don't have to worry about Genie Plus and like all that kind of stuff.
That's
so
fair.
That's just where I'm at with it. But I do see both sides, honestly.
It's fair. You did cost. I think I touched on it. I think it's my turn now.
Mm-hmm.
I will touch on dining a little bit and say that there's way more variety at the parks. I can choose to get teriyaki.
For sure.
I can get Mexican. I can get African-inspired meals over in Disney World at the Animal Kingdom Lodge. You can't do that on the cruise line. I mean, again, the cruise line food is really, really good for what it is. They're serving a lot of people. I wouldn't say it's like, you know, the top tier dining that you'll ever have in your life, but it is good food. But, you know, it's more like it's your standard meat, potatoes, vegetables kind of thing. And that's kind of like that repeated over and over again. Whereas at Disney parks, I can choose to get, hey, I'm going to get a teriyaki chicken bowl. You can't do that on Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah, the only difference I would say it kind of is away from that, I would say it's the Wish and like the Treasure.
They have
they're offering more food.
That's true.
But you're right. It's one of those things where like if you want Chinese food or if you want Mexican food, if you want Italian, like that's definitely something that the parks offer.
Yeah.
On the cruise, like you mentioned, like, yeah, you get a cheeseburger, fries. Again, when you go to the other restaurants, there are more.
Yeah.
But I do want to say that the cast members on Disney Cruise Line will go above and beyond to basically alter any meal or get you whatever you want.
That's true.
Which is something that you can't just go to Lamplight and go, well, I want Chinese food. They're going to be like, okay.
Good luck, bro.
Exactly. Yeah. That's one thing to consider because we've had multiple experiences where cast members have gone above and beyond to get Caleb something and just, or even brought us, remember they made us like Indian food?
Yeah, they had asked if we had ever tried. And I know we felt special in the moment, but then after looking online, I think it happens to more people than not.
Oh, it does, for sure.
But I think they understand on a 7-night cruise, they're like, you're probably tired of the food we've been serving. So our head server came over and asked if we had ever tried Indian food. And I told him, I don't think we have.
No, yeah.
And he said, well, we're going to make you some gluten-free Indian food.
Which was so nice.
It was really nice of them. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. Honestly, like after trying it, it's not my favorite food in the world, but it was fun to try it and not have to pay for it. And we still ate some. I had a bunch.
Yeah.
I actually ate a pretty good portion.
You loved it.
I did like
it.
There was one I really liked.
It was, I forgot what it was. It was some meat and
butter
like
chicken
rice.
Or something.
Yeah, something like that.
But that was good. It was good enough to eat. And again, I was happy that I could try it for free. And the kitchen did something special for us, it felt like. And it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll give them some credit on that one. My next point, do you have any points?
I have one more, but you can go ahead.
No, you go.
So my last point, I feel like, is Disney Magic. And I feel like, again, it could be a touchy subject depending on who you're talking to. But again, cast members overall are absolutely amazing. It doesn't matter what park you're at, what land you're in, what restaurant, if it's even custodial, if it's literally someone that's a higher up, even if it's Bob Iger himself. Overall, cast members are just amazing. They go above and beyond and truly want to make your vacation just the most magical. And I feel like for the past couple of years, I've noticed that the parks, it's gone down a little bit. And I'm not saying that cast members are mean at the park. I'm not saying that at all.
No.
But I just feel like overall, I don't feel like cast members, which a lot of them have reason to not feel this way, but I feel like they're not as happy to be there.
Yeah. And I think there's a lot feeding into that. I think.
Yeah. And that makes me sad.
I want to make sure we make it a point. I think guests aren't making it a very fun place to work.
People are rude.
Yeah,
to
people
cast
are rude. And I think it's a post. I don't even know what happened. I think COVID broke people's brains, not the sickness itself, but.
And Disney's had some issues with just how they treat cast members.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to...
So they've got some valid reasons to not love probably working every day.
Yeah.
It just stinks that some of us have felt the effects of what that looks like on your vacation.
Right.
I guess is what we're trying to say.
Yes.
So I think, yeah, it's rough.
Yeah. And again, it's not all the time, but it's just random moments where I'm like, oh, I just noticed like that's not like it used to be. Because again, there's sometimes where like cast members are like, you're the nicest person I've ever met in my life.
I know.
However, on Disney Cruise Line, I cannot float their boat enough. The cast members on Disney Cruise Line, I swear you will never meet anyone nicer. They literally, from our experience, and it'll be our fifth cruise,
in, the end of the year.
Literally, these cast members they work so hard. Literally, I think, what did they say? They get like a 2-hour, like...
They get, very break. Rarely they get breaks. I think they get a day off once in a huge while. But for the most part, they work 7 days a week and they get like an hour or two off. That's it.
And it's one of those things where literally it doesn't matter what time of day, what request you have, if you're saying hi to them. Every single time they have a smile on their face.
Yeah.
They're there to help you. They genuinely want to talk to you and find out about you and your family. They care about your experience and they would do anything to make sure that you're having a great time. Some of our favorite people on DCL have been like the housekeeping staff, literally have made some of like the bestest friends talking to them every day.
Awesome. Yeah.
And some of our head server, Raphael?
No, he was our server, main server.
Yes, and like we love him. And it's just the experiences truly make our vacation, like looking back on it. I'm like, it wouldn't have been what it was without them.
Sure.
And I feel like I can't always say that about Disneyland. So it's one of those when you think of Disney magic and you think of hospitality and getting cared for, I think Disney Cruise.
Okay. That's a fair point. And I'm not even going to argue it. I agree. So I've got a few points here that I'll hit and then we'll just dip out of here. I think there's a sense of history at the parks. Walt Disney walked the streets of Disneyland and had his hand in it. You have Roy, who was there opening day of Walt Disney World, unfortunately passed shortly after, but he was really involved with the opening of Walt Disney World. Not so much history with the Disney Cruise Line. It's not its fault. But it opened up in 1998, so I guess that's you can true. Be like, Michael Eisner was there, which, okay, cool. So there's a lot of history in the parks. I love that. I appreciate that. And so you can feel that when you're at those parks. Holidays, you cannot compete with a Disney park during the holidays.
Oh, no, you can't.
That's I know sure. We're about to try... I can't say much. Are we going to announce it soon?
I don't know. Oh,
we'll do it. Yeah. Okay. So anyways, we've done the parks a million times during the holidays. I know some of our friends have done a Disney cruise during Halloween and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to speak for them, but I'm almost positive they would choose the parks over it. It's just, you can't beat the parks for a holiday.
No.
You can't.
It's a whole land that's decorated rather than just an entryway.
It's amazing. So I'm going to go holidays. And then also, finally, repeatability. I can visit the parks multiple times a year, 4 years, and still not run out of things to do. I don't know if that can be said about Disney Cruise Line. I think you'll run out of the very limited itineraries they offer. Compared to other cruise lines, they offer very little because of the amount of ships they have, blah, blah, blah. And again, it's a cruise ship. It can only be so big. You can only do so much on a cruise. Again, if you want that kind of vacation, very relaxed and not do much, then it's perfect. But again, if you have kids that they need to stay entertained, I don't know how often and how many cruise vacations you can take until it maybe starts getting a little boring. I don't know. We haven't gotten to that point yet.
No.
Not even close.
No.
I can probably ramp it up to 3 a year.
Yes.
If we had $1 million, but they're amazing.
They're amazing.
And
I love them.
We're done. This is the end of it. I will end this by saying this was literally just a fun thing to do. We love both of these vacations so stinking much. You can't go wrong with either one.
And for different reasons, like we've mentioned before. It's one of those things where I truly feel like depending on what vacation you go on, your opinion on the matter changes.
Yeah. I think, every single week my answer would change.
Yes.
I think if you ask me 1 week, I'll go, oh, my favorite Disney Cruise Line. And then the next week I'll go, oh, it's the parks, 100%.
Yeah, we always play a game of like, hey, if you could be in like, either Disneyland, Disney World, or Disney Cruise, what would you be?
Yeah.
I feel like 9 times out of 10, I would say Disney Cruise or like...
I think for the season we are in our lives, we'd like to just sit and not do anything for a while.
Yeah.
And I think that's just calling our name sitting on the balcony eating Disney
chicken
food.
Strips.
Yep, chicken strips and a cookie.
Yeah.
And looking out in the ocean. That sounds amazing.
Yes.
So,
but overall, like Caleb mentioned, you can't go wrong with either of these trips. And again, let us know what you think because there are so many people that have so many different opinions and so many people that haven't tried one or the other because they're nervous of basically wasting money. Like, we've talked to so many people on Instagram. They're like, well, like, I've looked into Disney cruising, but I don't really know because it's a lot of money. I don't know if my family would enjoy it. How should we pick between the two of them? Definitely let us know, because it's one of those things where you can't go wrong with either one.
Nope, you can't. So let us know. Are you Team Disney Parks or Team Disney Cruise Line? Let us know over on Instagram. We would love to hear your thoughts over there. Thank you so much for listening. You can find us over on Instagram and Threads at Market House Podcast. Make sure to follow us over there for pictures from the park and exciting news and announcements. Please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, both a huge help to the show. We have a Patreon. Make sure to join us over there for some fun new content. MarketHouse.com, MarketHousePodcast.com /support. Remember to use our Getaway Today link for your future trip bookings. Use code MarketHouse10 for $10 off your vacation. Join us next week for another episode. It's been fun. It's been grand.
Bye. Bye.